And you may remember a very unfortunate story from last month involving a renowned musician from Mali. Balake Sissoko arrived in Paris after a U.S. tour, opened the case for his precious stringed instrument, and found his cora in pieces. Sissoko compares the loss to a destroyed Stradivarius and blames the Transportation Security Administration. The TSA denies that it ever even opened the instrument case. Happily, though, you'll get to hear that cora pre-destruction in this next piece from Beto Arcos. He met with Sissoko and his group 3MA while it was on tour.
Three musicians from three different African nations playing three different stringed instruments. MA stands for Madagascar, Mali, and Maroc, Morocco in French. Rajeri is from Madagascar and plays an instrument called the valiya. The second M is for Malian kora player Balake Sissoko, and oud player Driss El Maloumi is the Moroccan.
It's not music from Morocco, not from Madagascar or from Mali. It's in the same time our culture and to make something completely different.
The trio first came together 12 years ago. Each of the musicians has a successful solo career. Balake Sissoko is probably the best known internationally. He's the son of Djelimadi Sissoko, a renowned kora player. Balake says the traditional instrument has 21 strings.
Sept donc pour le passé, donc sept pour le présent et puis sept pour le futur.
Seven strings represent the past, seven the present, and seven the future. I created the chromatic kora with 2.5 octaves for this project, to dialogue better with other instruments.
He demonstrates. Sissoko's trio mate, Rajeri, plays the 18-string valiya, considered Madagascar's national instrument.
C'est un instrument traditionnel de Madagascar.
It's made of bamboo, a series of movable bridges tune the instrument. You slide the bridge upward to get the bass sound, or downward to get the treble sound. It has 2 octaves.
Last but not least, there's Driss El Maloumi's oud, an instrument that's played all over North Africa and the Middle East. It has 11 strings.
C, G, D, A, F, and C.
In case you're keeping track, that's 51 strings under the fingers of three musicians. El Maloumi picks his oud with a plectrum.
This is really important for Arabic music, like that.
For even longer than El Maloumi has been performing with 3MA, he's been touring and recording with ancient music scholar Jordi Savall. In 2014, Rajeri and Balake Sissoko joined El Maloumi for The Roots of Slavery, Savall's large ensemble project exploring the cultural impact of the slave trade. Balake Sissoko says the project wasn't just about music.
La personnalité de Jordi, ça m'a donné vraiment.
Jordi's personality helped me understand that music is not about virtuosity, it's about wisdom.
Driss El Maloumi says 3MA's music is about spirit.
Because if you are open in your spirit, you can make anything and you can go and you can make evolution.
And that's exactly what the trio wants to do, says Rajari. Present an evolved image of an ancient continent.
Mali, Madagascar, and Morocco.
Mali, Madagascar, and Morocco are together to show that before anything else, we are human beings. We are united through music. We want to show Africa from a different point of view. Three cultures, three musicians, and three emblematic instruments. Now, that's fantastic.
Donc c'est formidable.
For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.